Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Happy Thursday to you, Golden Eagle fans, listening across the state of Mississippi on the Super Talk Mississippi Network. It's the Eagle Hour. Eagle Hour on the road today in Purvis, Mississippi, live at Ramey Motors. We'll have Tony Purvis from Ramey's joining us in a little bit, talking about all the great things going on and what they have down here for you at Ramey Motors and Ramey Power Sports. Michael Mergens producing for us in the First Bank Studios in Hattiesburg. Kelly Sander, Will Tony live with us today. What's up, Sander?
Good to see you, Lou.
Yeah, man, good to see you. You got your black and gold on today.
Sure, always do. Getting ready for the big cat fight tonight.
Yeah, we'll talk about the cat fight. 91st edition of it going on tonight between Jones and Pearl River. We'll talk about that a little later, but we're going to talk some Southern Miss UAB here in just a moment. First segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you every day by Dickey's Barbecue, located in a community near you. Best meats in the world, sausage, brisket, ribs, it's all at Center.
The soft serve ice cream, but, you know, I went to a Dickey's on the coast this past weekend, and I guess because of COVID restrictions, the dining room was open, but the machine was turned off. I know. No, look, the meats and all that are still really, really good.
Yeah. Soft serve's excellent, yeah. Absolutely. So yeah. Dickey's cooked here, loved everywhere. Your local Dickey's be happy to serve you and tailgate the next event. A lot of tailgating will go on Saturday at M.M. Roberts Stadium as UAB comes to town. A 2:30 kickoff for the Golden Eagles and the UAB Blazers. As we look overall in this series, this will be the 19th meeting of the two teams. And to get a preview of the UAB Blazers, happy to have joining with us David Crane, the voice of the Blazers in his 11th year. And David joins us now. David, how's your Thursday?
I'm doing well. And by the way, I think it has been scientifically proven you cannot get COVID from soft serve. So they need to open that thing back up.
100%. I'm 100% on board, you know, but I think something Dr. Fauci said, and of course what he says is always true, right?
Dr. Fauci spoke specifically about soft serve ice cream at Dickey's. Anyway, right. David, you're so gracious to come on our show throughout the year, and appreciate you coming. Really, last year, first time since 2000 that both of these teams had a football team that they didn't play. It's kind of hard to believe Southern Miss and UAB haven't strapped it up in about 24 months.
Yeah, it is. That was one of the casualties, unfortunately. And I remember driving to the office, gosh, either Thursday or Friday. I forget what day it was, but I was driving in and got a text, hey, doesn't sound like we're going to play. And I picked up the phone and called John Cox, and I think he was still packing, coming to Birmingham and all of that. And so it was disappointing to not have that game played last year. And I know UAB is anxious to maybe – still trying to get the taste of 2019 out of its mouth, because things didn't go well for the green and gold the last time we were in Hattiesburg. And regardless, it sure is nice to have almost normal football again here in 2021.
It really is. You're speaking about November 9th, 2019. Golden Eagles kind of shocked their fans and kind of UAB's fan base, kind of the conference. Southern Miss won 37-2. But, David, this has kind of been this series as a tale of two decades. Golden Eagles won the first nine games of the series. I was a part of some of those games in Hattiesburg and Birmingham. But UAB has owned it of late, seven out of the last nine, the second decade. This has been a series where, under Bill Clark, the Blazers have just really dominated.
Yeah, you know, once they kind of broke the ice and finally got that first win over Southern Miss, it seemed to snowball just a little bit for the Blazers. And, even with the streakiness of the series, Southern Miss winning the first nine, UAB having success the most recent nine, it seems like they're always competitive. The 2019 game, a notable exception. I think half or more of them have been decided by 7 points or less. And yeah, it's a rivalry game. It's UAB's oldest football series, longest running series, or whatever you want to, however you want to phrase it. These two teams have played a good bit against each other. And I think there's the natural tie-in, the crossover between a fair number of Alabamians on the Southern Miss roster, always some Mississippi kids on the UAB roster. So a lot of familiarity between the two programs. I think the head coaches are friendly with one another. I know Bill Clark really respects Coach Hall and not just the job he's done, but the path he has taken to get there. So it's great to be playing this game again, and I'm always looking forward to the trip down to Hattiesburg.
David.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
There we go. We're back. David, we apologize for that. You know how technology works. But let's talk about this UAB team particularly. You got two really good running backs in this this Blazer offense. Kind of start on the offensive side of the ball. Tell us about the Blazers.
Yeah, it's been solid, maybe not spectacular. I think a lot of people would tell you they felt like UAB would be able to run the ball a little better than they have. It's a veteran offensive line. You got everybody back from a season ago. You did lose Spencer Brown, who set just about every record imaginable running the ball for UAB. But Jermaine Brown, Dwayne McBride, a nice little 1-2 punch there. Just haven't been quite as productive, haven't been as dominant running the ball. And the wide receivers, you had some losses there, but I think it's a very solid group. And again, maybe the explosive plays haven't been there just quite as much. The tight ends are a very talented group, and they've kind of been the go-to guys in the passing game. And Dylan Hopkins now kind of settling into the role as the starting quarterback. Tyler Johnson was the starter earlier in the season. But that has changed. I know Southern Miss is very familiar with changing quarterbacks and having different starters at quarterback. But yeah, it's a very solid UAB offense, and maybe has just lacked the consistency that they were hoping for coming into the year.
Conference realignment. You hear that UAB's name always seems to come up in the AAC conversation, etc. What are you guys hearing over there as far as where the Blazers may wind up, if not in Conference USA?
Not a lot. It's more just keep your head down, go about your business, play the games, and let's see what happens. I think there is obviously mutual interest. I believe the AAC has put out some feelers, and I think the UAB folks have certainly said we would be interested. I don't think anything is imminent. I don't think it's a done deal, anything like that. And obviously, Conference USA earlier this week reaching out to the AAC trying to say let's work together and figure all this stuff out. So, you play the games. You try to put a good product out there. The new facility, the new stadium here downtown, I think is a big check mark in UAB's column. I think the Blazers hopefully are an attractive program and an attractive university in UAB that other conferences might be interested in. You do what you can. You play the games. You try to put your best foot forward and put on a good show and hope some people notice.
Well, David, we appreciate your time on the Eagle Hour today, man. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but, man, have a safe trip over, and we'll see you guys Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Always enjoy visiting.
Appreciate it. That's David Crane, the play-by-play voice of the UAB Blazers. And, again, we apologize for the technical difficulties. We're live at Ramey Motors today. Lots of cars on the lot. Going to be talking to Tony Purvis a little later. But, yeah, interesting kind of same thing from Birmingham, Kelly. Nothing really new on the conference front.
And baseball-wise, I know that UAB fans, talking to some of them, the money that was put into the new football stadium, as David said, is a big plus. I know that baseball fans over there are hoping that some facility upgrades will be coming to the baseball program at UAB as well. But when you look at this football team, there are such things as acceptable losses. The only two losses they have this year are to very respectable programs.
Liberty and Georgia.
Georgia's pretty good.
Yeah, they're on a collision course with a national championship.
All right.
And we mentioned this, UAB with Bill Clark. This is his sixth season. First year they went 2014, they went 6-6, and then 8-5, 11-3, 9-5, 6-3 last year, 4-2 so far this year. He's winning about 65% of his games, 38-18. And he's one of those guys you wonder how much longer he's going to be, you know, in the league. And, you know, will he stick around for realignment or something comes open? I mean, you look at some of these jobs that are going to come open. I mean, Bill Clark's got to get a look at one of these.
If he wants one, you know, different coaches have different, you know, different motivations. I mean, Jeff Bauer had several opportunities to leave Southern Miss at different points. TCU and Wyoming, you know, come to mind. But he was a Southern Miss guy, wanted to be at Southern Miss, and everybody was glad to have him. But so you have to wonder what motivates Bill Clark. But they certainly they don't want to stub their toe against the Eagles. We're hoping that happens.
We would love it if it happened.
Yeah, but because if they're going to win the West, this is one. You know, you can't lose one to Southern Miss as it is now. It'd be like giving two to the field.
2:30 kickoff on Saturday. We're going to step aside for a minute and be back on the Eagle Hour live at Ramey Motors today. Stick with us on the Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
Back at Ramey Motors in Purvis, Mississippi. Just switching over some equipment today. Got UABs in our boards, Kelly, messing with us. But anyway, we're live at Ramey Motors.
If South Alabama was in our boards, we wouldn't even
be on air, right? That's exactly. I mean, even this week, the Lady Eagles finished third in a great tournament, and guess who finishes right in front of them?
South Alabama.
We're live at Ramey Motors today. Campus Bookmark brings you the second segment of the Eagle Hour every single day, campusbookmark.net. As you come in for soccer today and football on Saturday, stop by Campus Bookmark for all the swag that you're on the Golden Eagles. And you can, of course, 24/7 go to campusbookmark.net.
And do you know that 5X's, Luke? 5X.
I didn't want you to have to give out your size on air.
I don't mind. No, I mean, believe it or not, there are other guys my size that are out there. And I just want them to know that Campus Bookmark has up to 5X.
Yeah.
So they can take care of you, too.
This handsome dude beside us, what are you, Tony Purvis? A large, extra large? What are you?
Yeah, it was an X.
Triple medium?
Medium.
Yeah. Tony Purvis from Ramey Motors joining us. He sold me a truck about a year ago. He'll sell you one, too. Lots of trucks here.
That's it.
Out there. What do we got out here we're looking at?
Man, just from the viewpoint of here, you got a 19 Ram Limited. 26,000 miles, got a 19 King Ranch with 60,000 miles, 17 Raptor. We got a 19 STX on the end there, that red truck's real pretty, Kelly. Ride for me down there on the end. Got them nice EE wheels and tires on it, four-wheel drive.
What kind of
the kids nowadays, EE?
Yeah.
It's a TikTok deal. TikTok, I guess.
Okay.
That's not a word. Talk about, go back to the Raptor. People see it. A lot of people wonder, you know, people like me that maybe that isn't in their wallet range. But what makes the Raptor such a high-end item from Ford?
Well, man, it's just something that's rare. It's got the bigger motor, you know, 6.2 liter. It's just something you don't see very many of. Now, we do have different vehicles that fit any budget. We got a lot here. I think there's 82 on the lot right now available for sale. But we got a lot of half-tons, a lot of diesels. We got some cars and SUVs. So we got just a little bit of everything, but we do the premium. You know, we got some King Ranches, like the Raptor, you know, Platinums and, you know, some High Countries. And, you know, we're going to have that premium brand here at Ramey Motors.
Talk about, you know, kind of as a culture, it's almost a phenomenon. People, you know, sometimes it's like the trucks that they are the minivans of, like, yesterday. It seems as if now so many more people are buying a truck for, like, a family vehicle.
Yeah, that's true. They just last a lot longer and a lot more durable. You can do more with them. But, yeah, the times where you come in and buy SUVs, a lot of people, you know, you'd be surprised to come in and they'd rather have a truck. I mean, you can fit just about, you know, the same people. You get one with a bench, you can fit six, you know. But a lot of people have realized they're going to be a two-car family. Very, very rarely do you see a one-car family anymore. And, you know, so that'll give you the ability to have a truck for the wife, you know, a truck for the husband as well. And that's, you know, I don't know the sedan. I know I feel like we bring this up every time we talk. The little cars, small cars, sedans, they're kind of a thing of the past. You don't see very many of them anymore. I know we bring that up every time we talk. But yeah, we got a lot of different selection, a lot to choose from. Kelly, what you see out there that you like?
Well, one of the questions I have for you, Tony, is as you go by this lot, it's a lot, unlike a lot of other lots these days, in that you have inventory, whereas a lot of other car dealerships don't.
Yeah.
What's the magic bullet here?
We didn't get scared. We continued to buy. We didn't. We wasn't afraid of you know, the changes, and we just continue to get as many units as possible to provide that customer service and having something to actually look at. You know, a lot of dealerships, I think, may have just got afraid and wanted to wait it out and see what would happen. And luckily, we built a customer relationship, built that, you know, that portfolio where we had units, people came and bought them. So we didn't get stuck with any. We didn't just go out real quick. And a lot of dealerships, what they did, is, Kelly, might not make sense, but a lot of these new stores, when they couldn't get new inventory, they were calling dealerships and buying them. You know, but we held strong on some of ours and just made them available for, you know, public and retail to keep that customer base.
And it was kind of a gamble, but it worked out.
Absolutely.
It was a gamble that you guys were willing to take that other dealerships weren't.
Exactly, yes, sir. And see, Kelly, I mean, if you've ever been to Raymond Motors right here on 120 Highway 589 in Purvis, Mississippi, we have just about everything. So we got people that will come look at lawnmowers, they'll glance around and say, hey, they got some cool trucks over there. We sell multiple brands. Same day. We'll have people come buy a lawnmower or come to buy blades for the lawnmower and see a truck that walked by and decide they want it. So we wanted to keep the inventory there. We didn't want to get scarce on anything. And we do offer, you know, an array of options as far as man, it's a man's playground, anything with a motor. We got tractors, boats, everything, four-wheelers. We're starting to get some more of the Hondas back in. You know, COVID did shut that down, but the side-by-sides, if you want one, call and get on a list. They sell the day they get here.
The most dangerous thing here, Man's Playground, they got chocolate chip cookies over there.
Yep, fresh popcorn.
And to his credit, I've got a one out of there. Sandra hadn't even gotten near it.
He didn't know they were over there.
You're right, I didn't. But I think there's some macadamia nut. Maybe one
there is. There too. You're in trouble now, Tony. I shouldn't have done
my
that.
My eyesight is really good, yeah. You know, from here.
And those are baked fresh at Ramey's grocery store right up the road every day.
You've got generators here, which
yeah,
during hurricane season,
absolutely,
generators are always real important to have. Power washers,
mm-hmm,
like you said, anything. And I want to say, too, publicly, Tony, I think it's great. There has to be a tax break involved or something. But the fact that you would hire somebody like Sam Clark, do you get some kind of tax break for hiring people like Sam?
I can't even go there.
Speechless.
No,
Sam's a good dude. One of my buddies there, but we have him.
Something to talk about, guys. If you're, you know, if you're starting your food plots, maybe just a smidge behind, shooting for the rut now. But anyway, we do have tractors. We do have implements. Lots of things for people to come in and look at for sure.
Yeah, and that's another thing. If you just finished up food plots, and you know that old disc ain't gonna make it next year. You don't have to buy a tractor to full package. We do sell this, you know, separately. You come get just about any implement. You know, we do have them sold separately there, so you can come and get them. Or we can build you a tractor package, and you'll be ready. Finish up those food plots if you need to.
Does it make sense that lawn mowing equipment and so on this time of year would be perhaps less expensive than it would be in the spring? Or does it kind of stay when it's high-end like this?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the manufacturers, we do these orders. I mean, the prices, you really don't see a whole dip unless we just get some aged inventory. But, man, everything sells so fast around here. You know, we price low from the beginning. That way you ain't got to lower it. You know, when you're already the lowest, you can't keep going lower. You're already there.
That's why I have to work cheap. I'm aged inventory.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, you're talking about those lawnmowers, my Gravely. Earlier this week, did a great job cutting grass. I had pine straw out there, had some leaves, man. It mulched it really well, made my yard look good. Wife comes home, and I've been on lawnmower, and she likes it. I mean, you know that Gravely two thumbs up there. But
yeah,
something that we fail to mention sometimes, you guys have a lot of steel stuff here. Steel's the best. And got pressure washers back there. I know a lot of people, you know, don't realize maybe where their driveway or their carport or
maybe even some stuff needs to be pressure washed. Those are great compliments for your property.
Yeah, and absolutely. And we got gas powered and electric. We got the two different options there. But yeah, I mean, it's nice to have even vehicle washing your cars. I mean, it's real easy, real simple, real fast, quick. You throw the soap on it, spray it off.
You just don't use that red bit head on the
car,
right?
Yeah, it's got the different head. Yeah, it's got pictures. It's kindergarten proof, you know. It's got the pictures of what color it goes, what you're washing. It's pretty simple. And Kelly figured it out.
But your website, too, stays. I'm imagining you have somebody full-time that's just working on that website all the time.
Well, we are, too. We keep our website separately. So you got RamyMotorsMS.com. That's going to be for the vehicles.
Okay.
And then RamyMotorsPowerSports.com. It's going to be for all the power sports. You know, we our website on the car side's live. As soon as the vehicle's available for sale, it is. You know, everything goes through a service inspection. We detail before we retail. And as soon as it's on the lot, pictures are live. And then on the Honda side, you know, they keep a good running stock of their inventory online as well. But, yeah, you can – a lot of the steel products and stuff might not be on the Internet because we sell so many and it's hard to keep up with what's in stock. But you can always call us at 769-456-7757. We'll have somebody answer and help you out with anything you need.
And on as hot as the automobile market is right now, new or pre-owned, what's average turnaround time for a vehicle when you guys get to, just to show people how hot
vehicles are? I'll tell you this. It used to be 14 days, 2 weeks max.
Right.
We're seeing a little more up in the 20s. You know, you'll have some in less than a month, you know, 20 to 30 days, and they're gone.
Yeah.
But I know this from experience. When Tony was helping me purchase a truck, I better jump on it. I better see it on the website. There was a time before I got my F-150, I was going on the Ramy's website every single day. And every single day there was stuff that wasn't there the day.
Yeah, but you were saying it was 20 days, not so much anymore.
It's been the last couple months you've seen it going a little up. So it's slowing down a little bit.
Okay.
And that's due to a lot of our inventory. You know, we were at around 100 units. Now we're getting lower to, you know, about 70. But I think we got 82 exactly right now. But, yeah, man, they go fast.
The fact that you've got inventory when a lot of these other car dealerships are ghost
towns. We have full-time buyers. That's all they do. Buy, 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 buy.
They do. Hey, 10 seconds. Thoughts about UAB, Southern Miss? You may just want to keep laughing, right?
No. We were talking about this one, and
literally have 10 seconds.
It'd be nice to see an upset. It'd be nice to see an upset, I'll say that.
Let's do it. Tony, thanks for joining us, man. Thanks for hosting us today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, bro.
Tony Purvis, Eagle Hour continues live from Ramy Motors right after this. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Eagle Hour continues live from Ramy Motors in Purvis, Mississippi. Kelly Sander, Luke Johnson, Will Tony live here on site. Michael Mergen's producing for us back in the Super Talk Hattiesburg Studios, sponsored by First Bank. And Kelly, we did a walk over there and check out those cookies. That was we explored as men over there.
But the macadamias were gone. So you got me an M&M.
I got you. Well, what happened was I got you an M&M and a chocolate. I got Will one. I brought it over here, and you immediately saw the M&M cookie, and you were like, "Oh, I didn't know they had M&M," but it was for you the whole time.
Oh, well,
I was thinking about you. Okay. All right, David Crane on first segment today talking about UAB. And like we mentioned, Kelly, Eagles win first nine of these series, and UAB in the second decade from 2009 on has won seven of the nine. The Golden Eagles won 62-27 in 2013, which was their first win in almost two seasons.
That was Munkin's.
That was
right?
Munkin's first win.
I remember that.
And then the Eagles stung them 37-2. Interesting.
And if I'm not mistaken, that Munkin win was like the day after Thanksgiving.
It was the last game of the season.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And people were just like, where has this been? And they were close that whole year. All right, one of the most memorable games for me was my first game that I played against UAB, September 4th, 2003. It was a Thursday night ESPN game, and that was when, like, three times in that season, we did a game with Tirico, Corso, and Herb Street. So we're live at Legion, And, of course, this is Legion. This was the last year it had the upper deck. So nobody's really there. First quarter, nobody's there. Half of the second quarter, nobody's there. And then towards the end of the second quarter, the stadium starts filling up a little bit. So we thought, man, what's up with this? And people coming to watch us play? We didn't know that Reuben Stoddard was performing at halftime.
Ah.
And so they let the community in.
And Reuben Stoddard was on American Idol, right?
And he
won it that second or third season.
He won, I think it was the second season, yeah. And or finished second. And, man, he was from Birmingham. Of course, everybody came out there and loved the concert. And mid-third quarter,
they were gone again.
They all left again.
Yeah, the old gray lady there at Legion Field. But they've, you know, the old adage that absence makes the heart grow fonder. I don't think that the administrators at UAB were necessarily, I think they knew what they were doing when they shut down the football program to really shake, you know, the fan base there saying, look, if we're going to do this, we have to do it right. So if we're going to bring it back, we're either going to do it right or we're not going to do it at all.
Yeah.
So, I really think in retrospect, that's what happened there. And in fairness to UAB, they've done it right. You know, if they did ignite the fan base, they've got the new facility now. And, again, they're hoping that it'll carry over to baseball.
Well, there's no excuse why they couldn't have had that, you know, because you look at Health South. That's where I got my knee repaired with Dr. Andrews. You know, he was over there. And you look at what Clark's done since they've come back 8-5, 11-3, 9-5, 6-3, 4-2 this year. So he's a guy you wonder how much longer he'll be there, but certainly – whenever Southern Miss and UAB play, whoever is the underdog most of the time either wins or plays well enough to win. And I guess that's all you can ask from this Southern Miss team going in. You want them to put up a fight.
You do. You never, I mean, unless you're an Alabama fan or a New England Patriots or now Tampa Bay, I guess. I mean, I just want to know my team is out there competing. You know, and we do have to say this. There's been no quit in this Southern Miss team. They've just been outmanned. And if in UAB or UTSA, for that matter, because it looks now that it's a two-dog race in the West between, you know, those two teams. Neither one of those teams, as we mentioned, can afford to lose, you know, to Southern Miss or any other of the teams, you know, for that matter. But the fact that the Eagles have kind of had their number lately, and it's good that the Eagles have somebody's number because we've joked about South Alabama, even in tiddlywinks, checkers, you know, whatever, South Al.
But what's your people college gaming, you know, they
yeah.
beat us in Madden.
Yeah, yeah, the esports guys, they probably do. So
UAB comes in this game averaging just shy of 25 points, 24.8. They're allowing 22 points. A lot of that's jaded from that you know, kind of out of control Georgia,
which was their money game.
Yep, they took their stripes and came home with cash. UAB 360 yards a game, 202. Passing, 157 on the ground. So, you know, they're not really blowing it out through the air, which means they're a little more balanced numerically at least. And, you know, Golden Eagles only allowing 121 on the ground. UAB is giving up 240 in the passing game. So, you know, as Southern Miss, you know, how you've been able to move the ball when you can is through the air. And, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. Throw Jake Lang out there. Let's see what happens. We know the receiving core is good enough. Saw a little shakeup this week on the depth chart. DeMarcus Jones will be starting this week in front of Robinson. But you've got the guys to be able to catch the ball and maybe get some mismatches. And yeah, all you can ask for, Kelly, is just to put yourself in an opportunity to make plays. And like we said yesterday, I think both of us agreed when I clarified a little bit, not playing horrible at the worst possible moments of the game.
And it's reasonable to assume that as Jake Lang has taken more snaps under center during practice, that he's going to get better. You know, more used to the situation, more of a rhythm. You know, that sort of just time. You know, so but I wish it wasn't UAB. You know, but if that another but here or should I wind up shooting all over myself here when I talk. But later on, when you're playing like a North Texas or an FIU, which are two, you know, winnable games, probably the only two winnable ones that are left on the schedule as things stand now, the more reps he gets to take before those, you know, that's only going to be beneficial to Southern Miss.
UAB 4-2 on the year, 2-0 in the conference. So far they've defeated Jacksonville State 31-0, lost 56-7 to Georgia. They defeated North Texas 40-6, beat Tulane on the road down in New Orleans 28-21. They lost to Liberty 36-12, and then they defeated FAU at home last week 31-14.
But I want to go back to that North Texas score, 40-6. Okay, North Texas right now is probably about on the same playing field with Southern Miss.
Yeah.
That's an ominous score. I mean, if they, and I don't know if the game was in Denton or in Birmingham, but the fact that
it was
they,
in Denton, it was on the road, they won 40-6.
Yeah, well, that makes it even worse.
Yeah.
So this is a very good team, regardless, and they are more balanced on offense. You know, they might not be lighting up like a pinball machine as far as numbers go, but they're effective.
They'll be a good coach team.
Yes,
for sure. Turning the page, important game this afternoon for the Lady Eagles soccer team. Southern Miss, a half a game behind Rice in the Conference USA West standings. Coach Mo's ladies on the year 6-3 and two ties. Two of those ties have been in conference. They're 2-1-2 in conference, and coming off a tie to Louisiana Tech in two overtimes last week. Taking on Rice today at 4 p.m. Rice, of course, defeated the Lady Eagles in the spring 4-0, and then the Lady Eagles lost in penalty kicks in the semifinals of the Conference USA tournament. So a big game today this afternoon against the Lady Owls. And, you know, one of those things, I haven't made it out there this year, but I was told last week just about how students are recognizing, you know, what the soccer program means and how good these girls are, and students were coming out. And, I mean, I've even been told, you know, there's non-Southern Miss fans that have been going out there to support the Lady Eagles. So 4 o'clock this afternoon at the soccer complex, Rice, who's arguably one of the best, the top two programs in Conference USA, you know, they're playing.
And 2 hours. Those kind of people go, but how long do soccer matches last? You know, you have the two halves of 45 minutes and then usually an intermission. Start to finish, you're in and out in 2 hours. So if it starts at 4 o'clock, home and plenty of time for dinner.
Yep.
You know, or grab, you know, some food at Midtown or you know, wherever around there and kind of make a night of it and still get to bed, you know, plenty of time.
Yep. Tomorrow we're going to be on the road again, Mississippi Made with Melissa Socher. Exciting stuff to be announced tomorrow. They're kind of letting us out of the house. I mean, we're hitting this road.
Yeah, well, we announced it last Friday when we were on the road about the fundraiser for baseball coach Corky Palmer, and people have responded. It's been tremendous how people have responded. So we'll get an update on how the fundraiser for his medical expenses are going and how you can take part in that. And we'll learn more about Mississippi Made, the business, which consists of nothing but products which are made where?
Alabama?
In Mississippi.
Tennessee.
Mississippi Made. Yeah, we're also going to talk to Bob Matthews tomorrow. Bob Matthews is a Southern Miss graduate who now his primary responsibility is keeping up with the team formerly known as the Redskins. And
the Washington Burnt Toast?
Yeah, or the Sieves. That would be another good name for him. But, and all this email stuff with John Gruden, which originally started, you know, out of the Washington camp. So, and he just said it's an absolute disaster. So we'll be able to talk to a Southern Miss guy who knows how to talk our language. And he'll have his views, too, on Southern Miss football and his memories of being down Fraternity Row when he was a college student at Southern Miss.
It'll be fun to have Bob Matthews tomorrow. Bob Getty out the rest of this week, giving him a little break. He well-deserved time. So Kelly and I will be on the road tomorrow at Mississippi Made. We're going to step aside from the Eagle Hour live at Ramey Motors today. A little cat fight going on a little south of here tonight. Kelly and I will talk about that right after this.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Back in. Ramey Motors for the final segment of the Eagle Hour, brought to you by DBAT and D1 Training, located on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, DBATHattiesburg.com. Tennis on the road, both men and women's tennis teams in the state of Alabama, men at the ITA Regionals today through Sunday in Auburn, Alabama, the women at the ITA Southern Regional Thursday through next Tuesday. They're in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So shout out to the tennis teams as they're on the road. Of course, soccer again, as we mentioned last segment, huge conference game for Coach Mo and the Lady Eagles at 4 o'clock this afternoon at home against Rice. Should be a really, really good one. Luke Johnson, Kelly Sander, Will Tony live from Ramey Motors, Michael Mergens at the First Bank Studios in Hattiesburg. And Kelly, little cat fight going on. Let's before we
You're getting us all set up for that, Luke. Can I just say publicly that I'm really glad that Will Tony is part of our family. Will and I go back a long, long time, and a word that comes to mind with Will is professionalism. And I am so glad, Will, that you are part of the family.
Well, it's good to be back in radio. Yeah, we worked together probably over 10 years ago.
I think it was closer to 100.
I realize I got gray hair.
Yeah, both of you guys have gray hair. That's right.
But anyway, good to have you here.
Thanks, buddy.
Will's producing our Jones County Game of the Week and doing other stuff with Eagle Hours. Appreciate him back. 91st cat fight tonight between Jones College and Pearl River. Earlier this week, Jones, because of snow, junior college losing last week, Jones College, first time in school history. They are number one in the nation, a perfect 6-0. But Kelly, you know, Pearl River, you're looking down there, poor Pearl River, 2-4, blown out by Colin, blown out by Delta, and hoping that Jones believes it the whole way to Poplarville tonight, right?
It's an amazing Pearl River team in the sense that the things were not going well, and they had some personnel, you know, shakeups, and they really played without a true number one quarterback last week. Ran a lot of wildcat, no pun intended, you know, formations back.
We call it the bobcat in Ellis.
That makes sense, as it is a cat fight tonight. So they ran about four or five different guys, and a fullback actually threw the ball a couple of times last week, and Pearl River won 55-7 with a completely revamped offense. So who knows what's going to happen tonight? I mean, the fact that Jones is number one, you'd certainly think that the Bobcats are the prohibitive favorites, you know, to win. But the fact that Pearl River put up 55, you know, last week and only gave up 7, I mean, and it's the cat fight.
Yeah, it is.
Right? And
you
Jones,
never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and Jones has been in situations over the years where you think they're going to steamroll somebody, and then out of nowhere and totally unexpectedly, they lay an egg.
Yeah.
So
it happens.
I don't think that'll happen tonight necessarily. But I mean,
on the Southern Miss side, a couple of D linemen for Jones, Jordan Mahaffey, and then we got a chance to Zach Causey, but a couple other guys on that defense that you would think. I mean, I really hope the Golden Eagles look at Kendarian Dixon. He was supposed to go somewhere, fell through in the offseason, came back. He's one of the leading linebackers. Drew Horton is really good. Of course, the reason people should come tonight, if you're just a casual fan, Tony Purvis, some of the guys here at Ramey's, we're going to come. The Jones running back, LaDainian Webb, I mean, he is special.
He was a Florida State guy, right?
Yeah, and then came back last year leading the country in rushing. Another Southern Miss interest is Ladarius Webb, Jr. Of course, his father, Ladarius Webb, played with me at Southern Miss, then went on to play with the Ravens, won a Super Bowl there. His son, Ladarius Webb, Jr., is starting at cornerback. And then on the Pearl River side, newest commit for Southern Miss, Frog Jones.
Oh, Latrell Frog Jones. Yeah, caught a couple of touchdown passes last week in that 55-7 win. So you'll get to see Frog, you know, in action.
Taylorsville, right?
Yes, that's right. Taylorsville, Bassfield, you know, some of the area powerhouses around both Jones and Pearl River area.
Alan Follis will probably get on the field tonight for Jones. He's the backup quarterback from West Jones for Jones College. So I'll be on the Super Talk Mississippi 99.3 call on color. Kelly, you'll be the PA announcer tonight.
At Rustic Dobie Holden Stadium. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, what's my Pearl River box going to look like? Am I going to have Coke Zero up there, some bullet peanuts? How does that
work? Yeah, the Coke Zero, a lot of people don't know, but that brand of Coke was named after my personality. They named that strictly for me.
You avoided my question. Are they going to take care of it?
Oh, of course, okay. Whatever you are, Luke Johnson, for heaven's sake.
Hush.
The only thing is you're going to have to walk up a few stairs that I don't have to walk up. You're going to be on the top level.
Okay.
I'm
going to
be on the second level.
Do you have an elevator?
No, we don't have an elevator.
So you have to walk upstairs.
Yeah, well, I pack a lunch.
There you go.
10 steps at a time. Have a sandwich, take another 10 steps, have some chips.
So are you going to get this audacious red F-150, or are you going to get the Raptor, or they have that Mercedes-Benz out there. Which one?
Luke, I have never, and I know I'm unusual. Boy, am I unusual. But I've never been a truck guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've always driven sedans. And I know from what Tony and everybody here have been saying, that the car manufacturers are getting out of the sedan business, pretty much. But I've never, ever driven a truck.
Well, go look at that Raptor. I'm sure they'll sell you that. And, of course, you already said you need financing, but you're Kelly Center. You don't need that. That's going to wrap it up for the Eagle Hour today, live at Ramey's. We'll be at Mississippi Made tomorrow in Hattiesburg. You're in the neighborhood. Drop by. Come see us. We'll be there. And
we'll be picking the games of the week tomorrow.
We will be. Have some picks. Lady Eagles, put it on Rice today at 4 o'clock, and we'll be at Mississippi Made tomorrow. Thanks for listening in, and as always, Southern Miss
to the top. Into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.